Miranda Lambert, our special guest. And Miranda, Michelle and I, so excited with what you've been working on.
We heard about the Marfa tapes. Hawkeye and I have been listening to some of the music in his arms, like, of love it. Speaking of favorite songs, I absolutely love Tequila Does. And the way you could hear the airplane flying over you during the recording that you did with John Randall and Jack Ingram, which, by the way, two Texans that we love. John Randall, by the way, Dallas native.
Yes, he is. He's one of my favorite people. And Jack, obviously, has been a hero of mine forever. That plane you hear flying over is actually Border Patrol. So it's kind of perfect.
Wow.
Yeah. Because Marfa's, you know, way down there. It's 3 hours from El Paso. So you gotta really want to go there.
Well, tell us what the whole concept behind this album, because it's just being announced today. In fact, people are probably hearing it for the first time this morning, hearing about it. Tell everybody what the Marfa tapes are.
Well, John and Jack and I have been going out there for about 6 years. We started going in 2015. John had been talking to me about Marfa and Terlingua and that whole area for a long time. And 2015 came along and I was like, I need to get out of here. I wasn't having a good year. And so we disappeared to Marfa for, you know, a week and wrote a bunch of songs. And so we kept going back and just had this little trio going. And I was like, we need to put these songs out. Like, you know, we've had success with some of these songs, Tequila Does and Tin Man, obviously. But I just thought, let's put them out raw form. It's a little scary because there's no where to hide. There's no fixes or tuning or anything. It's just us on a ridge singing our songs into a microphone, and that was it.
I mean, there's literally, you can hear cows in the background, you know, on the recordings. I mean, I'm not making that up, am I?
No, there's cows and wind, and we literally just we were going to just put them out from our phones, like our work tapes, and then we thought we needed to have a little better quality, so we took an engineer and two microphones and just went out and sang them once each and hung out in the desert.
You could turn that up, have a fireplace of your own or you know, an outdoor pit.
I do encourage people to listen to this around their own fires. It kind of feels like we're there with you, and that's what we wanted.